trying to keep it right. Sometimes it decides to skip a beat or two. But on the whole, it's got the rhythm of the planet.
Now at 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. We're just going to see where that takes us tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour. You know, something like the midnight 5 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Weeks, I say. And before we go any further, we want to thank newest DJ to the WMFO airs, Ryan Doyen, for ably filling in for us last week here at Bubbles in the Think Tank with his mashup of Bubbles in the Think Music Savage Tank or whatever it was, but whatever it was fabulous. That's all that really matters now, isn't it? I think so. It's been said to me many times over the years that when I'm annoyed by something, that's when you, the listener, get the best show. That's why the show's so good every week. Because I always manage to be annoyed by something, I guess. That's not true. I'm a little ball of sunshine. Hadn't you noticed? I think that you have. But this morning at 8 a.m., after staying up a little later than I should have many nights in a row, not by my own choosing, thank you very much, a jackhammer. Yes, a jackhammer at 8 a.m. I mean, promptly at 8 a.m. ruined my morning. First day I could sleep in some time. There it was. I was not happy. I was not pleased. I was bugged. I was irritated. I just wanted to go to sleep. And Paulette was there on top of me, and she wanted to go to sleep, and she didn't like it either. And the last thing you want is Paulette P. Purslot to be annoyed. If you've seen it, you know you don't want it. So morning shouldn't be that way. They shouldn't be loud, they shouldn't be obnoxious, and they sure shouldn't be jackhammers at 8 in the morning. When it finally stopped at 11 a.m., my shoulders went down and I felt so relaxed for 5 minutes before it started again. Whose idea was this? Harumph, I say. As we have said many times here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, but you know me, I'm a little ball of sunshine. So I decided maybe we should learn to embrace the jackhammer and do the jackhammer drill right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Do the jackhammer drill. do the jackhammer drill.
Stock of what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? The things I've got will keep me satisfied. Checking up on what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? A healthy balance on the credit side. Got no diamond, got no pearl, still I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht, still I'm happy with what I've got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Checkbooks, got no banks, still I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right.
Got no butler, got no maid, still we think you've been overpaid.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
She got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no silver, got no gold, what you got can't be bought or sold.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
She got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Sunshine gives me a lucky day. Moonshine gives me the Milky Way.
Got no diamond, got no pearl,
still Miss Annie's a lucky girl.
I got the sun in the morning.
Sun in the morning.
Something happens when I want to go to bed. Oh, Maggie, get the hammer. There's a fly on baby's head. There's always some darn trouble when my nerves are like a thread. Oh, Maggie, get the hammer. There's a fly on baby's head. When I am sleepy and I want to take a nap, that brat starts crying and crawls up on my lap. Well, I'm mad as stirred up hornet, and my eyes are seeing red. Oh, Maggie, get the hammer. There's a fly on baby's head. Rest so peaceful, just to be there all alone. There's always something happens when I want to go to bed. Oh, Maggie, get the hammer, there's a fly on baby's head. There's always some darn trouble when my nerves are like a thread. Oh, Maggie, get the hammer, there's a fly on baby's head. When I am sleepy and I want to take a nap, that brat starts crying and crawls upon my lap. Well, I'm mad as dirt upon it, and my eyes are seeing red. Oh, Maggie, get the hammer, there's a fly on baby's head.
Now if this virgin land he'll find it, he don't care how deep he goes. He sneaks right up behind it, that's the only way he knows. He just gets out his rig and then he digs in with his toes. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. He gets that certain feeling when he finds the proper spot. It's a certain kind of feeling only real oil men have got. a nightclub, all the chorines start to sigh. They know oil is where you find it, and they would like to try. And some of them wind up with little gushes by and by. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Now once he met a spinster maiden way down in Santa Fe. Her field had been neglected for many a night and day. He knew there was no oil there, but he drilled it anyway. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. The fat girl in the circus once asked him into her tent. She told him she had acres and his time would be well spent. It took so long exploring that he had to pay her rent. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Then he met a shapely widow, and she wanted him to drill. Good thing somebody whispered, that's what killed her husband, Bill. He's got a great big business and his taxes are immense. But when it comes to paying them, the government's on the fence. They can't locate his assets and it doesn't make much sense. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Oh, he's a real true Texan, every night you'll hear him say that everything is bigger and better Texas way. And he'll be out to prove it till his rig just rots away. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all.
Sleeping, don't make a sound. Watch where you're creeping. You're walking like the whole house is falling down. The old man's sleeping. Take off your shoes. Don't even peep in. If you wake him up, he will blow a fuse. Look out for that rocking chair while you nearly tripped and hit it. Look out for that slippery stair. Now you did it. I think he's awakened. Shh, he's right down this hall. But wait, have we been taken? Why, the old man isn't even home at all. Sleeping.
My feet are killing me.
Well, take off your shoes.
Stop that leaping man.
Yeah, don't even peep in. If you wake him up, he will blow a fuse.
Look out for that rocking chair. You nearly tripped and hit it.
Did it. Shh, shh, I think he's awakened. Shh, shh, he's right down this hall. But wait, have we been taken? Why, the old man's out having himself a ball.
Thank you.
going to say it for you. That was never a half an hour. It just wasn't. I'm sorry. Anybody who says it was is lying. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that was not half an hour. Especially if this is only a 2-hour show. I'm very upset. Those jackhammers messed up my whole day. I had plans. But did you know that just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all of the alcohol consumed in the U.S.? That's us. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, that's 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks. I'm sorry. Consume an average of 74 drinks per week. More than 10 drinks a day. Somebody's lying here somewhere. I don't have enough time in the day to down 10. Because it would make me too sleepy. These are just numbers to think about from your good friends here at WMFO in Medford. Well, that was just disturbing, wasn't it? Still plenty of silliness to go before we run up to the radio obituaries, which, you know, be a little bit further along than I originally estimated, I think, because, you know, I made some adjustments, not in the reduction direction. But we're sure not going to drop our Doris Drew right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Listen, Daddy, you bring me down. Why don't you leave your troubles downtown? You tell me that the horse you bet ran second best. You tell me that our Cadillac was repossessed. Take those worries and drown them in the sea. Shut up and make love to me. You tell me that our bank account is overdrawn. You tell me that you put my diamond rings in pawn. Take our troubles and hang them on a tree. Hush up and make love to me. Why must you chatter of things that don't matter, like rails and steel? This is amusing. I feel that I'm losing my sex appeal. Who cares if Benson Astor owns Manhattan soil that goes for Rockefeller and his barrels of oil? Rich or poor, you suit me to a T. Hush up and make love to me. Shares at Morgan buys or sells, or whether Glenn McCarthy owns 1,000 wells. You said that by this time I'd have a blooming store. I'll have to wait until you get a new back road. In the meantime, but now especially, shut up and make love to me. Shut up and make love to me.
Smith, when are they gonna do something about these overcrowded classrooms?
Sit down and quit copying off that elephant's paper.
Has this ever happened to any of you? Or will it happen to any of you? On the morning after, the night before.
Oh, God. Oh, God, 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 God. Oh, God, God. My tongue is asleep. And my teeth itch. Where is my Alka-Seltzer?
Oh, my God, don't fizz.
Don't be mean, Alka-Seltzer. Dissolve. Oh, the hell with it. I'll drink the pieces. Oh, God. Hail, Moscow. Oh, God. Oh, come on, God, will you? David boy? Hi, doing there, Dave. Dave, I wonder... you think you could whisper, Dave? It's me. It's me. It's me. It's your old buddy. Just a minute, Dave. Don't press me. Dave, if you nag at me, you'll never get it. Isn't that ridiculous? I just got a letter this morning, and... Do I sound familiar at all, Anna? You want to take a stab at a name? I don't know what letter it begins with. It was silly. I mean, I know my own name. I know it as well as I know my... Oh, God. Hang on a second, wait, Dave. I mean, I know the name, really. It's Sam, Dave. I know it is. Oh, Sam. How many Sams you know? Oh, God. Sammy Spiro, Dave. That's who it is. Old Sammy Spiro. Well, let's not quibble about pronunciation, Dave. What is it, Spiro? All right, Spiro. I'll settle for that. I don't know, fella. I don't get it. Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Not so hot, Dave. I'm a little under the weather from last night's party. I have this little headache in my left eye. That's what I call you up to thank you for. That wonderful party you threw last night. Of course, we brought our own liquor, but you provided the electricity, and you should be thanked for that. Tell me, Dave, did I have a good time? No, I don't know, Dave. Well, at a certain point of the evening, everything's a complete blank. A few minutes after I arrived. What did I do? What? Oh, no. Oh, God. Ooh, boy. Ooh, gee, I'm sorry, Dave. The whole window, eh? You just come right out, huh? Yeah, that's a picture window, too, isn't it, Dave?
It's a lucky thing there was nobody walking under it at the time, huh?
Oh. Ooh, boy. Got him edgewise, huh? Oh, well, I'll put them back together, Dave. Those medical people are... Gee, Dave, I can't imagine how I managed to break a window. I don't have any cuts or bruises on my hands. How'd I break the window? I think... Were you very fond of that cat? Gee, those things are supposed to land on their feet, aren't they, Dave? Poor little fella. How did I manage to do that? Oh, yeah, yeah, I get the picture. Oh, no, no. Yeah, I must have been playing some sort of stupid game there or something. What was I doing? I see, and I guess the window was Goliath. Well, gee, Dave, naturally, I'll do my best to repair your window. That's picture winner, right? Yeah, well, it'll take a lot of wood. And you'll probably want a new cat, huh, fella? Yeah, well, you know, he's a goner. Dave, I wish you wouldn't be quite so descriptive about the cat, Dave. I'm not a well man, Dave. Yeah, well, first chance we get, we'll bury it all, and I'm sorry. Dave, I wonder if your mind would change the subject to something a little more pleasant, if you don't mind. Tell me, did your wife enjoy the party? What do you mean, I ought to know? I did not. Oh, Dave, it was a long, hard party, Dave. The curtain watchers may have gotten tired and stretched out for a bit. Well, I thought it was a pile of clothing, Dave. And Dave, you know how I feel about Myrna. Why, I love your wife. Now, that isn't what I meant, Dave. I mean, I love your wife the same way I love you. That's not what I meant either. I hardly think it's necessary for you to warn me to keep my hands off you, too. What? No, Ken. Right off the hinges, huh? The whole damn door. You think you can get along without it, Dave? That's right. Your bathroom is right off your kitchen. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Dave, when you come right down to it, the only real damage I caused was a broken window and a broken door, right? No, I won't forget the cat, Dave. Thank you very much.
Dave, in the shape I was in, it's lucky the only thing I threw through the window was a cat, huh?
Oh, really? Who? Oh, God. I hope she wasn't angry. That's well. She always was a pretty good sport, your mother. Listen, Dave. The reason I'm calling, I'm having these business associates in town for the weekend, and I'd like to throw this little shindig on them. You know how small my place is. So I was wondering if I could use your place for a few hours Saturday night. You know what I mean? A few drinks, couple of laughs. You know, Dave. Dave. Come on, boy. Pull yourself together over there. Dave, stop that now. I can't bear to hear a man cry. Dave, don't call me that name. It's a reflection on my parents. Now, Dave. Dave.
We'll be right back. Ricky Bates.
Gets me down
early in the morning
when you have to get uptown.
Early in the morning
you wash your face and comb your hair.
Early in the morning
catch the train, I'll meet you there.
Early in the morning
before you get to sleep at night, put your window up. Now when you get to sleeping right, then it's time to get up. Boil the ham and fry the eggs
early in the morning.
Bring the coffee or the cake
early in the morning.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wiggle, man, wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Don't bug me, baby. Ooh, baby, don't you bug me.
Don't bug me, baby.
Ooh, baby, don't you bug me.
Baby, don't you bug me.
Want me, baby?